Pretty Philomel was so charming, so much sweetness graced each part. All her actions so alarming, so much goodness in her heart, that whoever saw this fair one needs her votary must be. She, ah, she is nature's dear one, and I fear no less to me. Every smile was so betraying, in each look a plot she laid. This I knew yet was obeying, though I saw each ambuscade. And to show my forward duty, needs must venture in her sight, till her sentinels of beauty struck me blind with too much light. In this transport, like a creature with too sudden joy o'ercome, gazed upon this lovely creature till with ecstasy struck dumb. Yet my posture did discover that I was her humble slave, and I found she liked her lover by a signal that she gave. When I saw my pardon granted, straight I did approach her hand, kissed and sighed and sighed and panted, all my senses were at stand. Then she laughed and plainly told me I more manly would appear, and caress a nymph more boldly if that Phyllis were but there. But if Corydon will leave her, Phyllis need not to despair. Young Alexis will receive her, and your choice will be less fair. Search the groves and every bower, set the nymphs all on a row. Phyllis is of all the flower, and does bend the sharpest bow. Ah, said I, divinest creature, that the powers above e'er made, do not wrong the gods and nature, but repent of what you said. Phyllis does not think so vainly, for to give the maid her due. Oft she said the gods that made you does admire themselves in you. Corydon, quoth she, your praises, if you love, do not displease. But I know a shepherd's phrases can dissemble a disease. If my beauty has the power to attract too brave a swain, walk with me to yonder bower, I will gratify your aim. Strephon all this while lay panting in a cave where he could hear, her too easy heart consenting what he begged for many a year. Out he rushed from forth the thicket, with his javelin he run. In poor Corydon did strike it, die, said he, thou happy man. When poor Philomel saw him bleeding, stretched along upon the ground, from her eyes the tears succeeding, with which she washed the bloody wound, wrung her hands and tore her hair, sighed that ever she was born. Corydon, quoth she, my dear, do not leave me thus forlorn. Thus poor Philomel in distraction called on her loved Corydon, prayed the gods for satisfaction, thorough her heart a poniard run. Thus said she, the gods deliver those that in true love do join. Thine, dear Corydon, thine forever, thou in life and death art mine.